The fence, then the chosen one down the dip at the 400 meters. It's Zaki on the outside of 50 stars, and now Williams calls upon the top horse, and Zaki strides clear. Two lengths, Probabile, and then Superstorm, a gap, the chosen one. But Zaki lets down below the 200 meters. Two lengths, Probabile, and then Superstorm. But Zaki ridden out hands and heels clear, and is going to be one of the shortest price favorites to win the Underwood. Zaki scored by two lengths, Probabile, Superstorm.
$1.18 was that short price Matty was referring to, a very short price favourite, and he won accordingly. Trainer Annabelle Neesham joins us this morning. Congratulations, Annabelle.
Morning, guys. Thank you.
Stepping up from the 1,400 to the 1,800 metres, how did that performance yesterday meet your expectations?
Oh, I was obviously pretty happy. I was a little bit nervous. I suppose having a horse that short price going into a Group 1. Going to be, but we were pretty confident that the horse was where we wanted him to be, and it's just really whether he was going to be good enough, because it was obviously only a small field, but it was a very select field with some great horses, great opposition.
Craig Williams, great at giving feedback. Have you been able to have a thorough debrief with Craig after the race?
Yeah, I have. He's a great communicator, which is good when you can't be down there. So no, he gave me a call last night. He was obviously delighted, and I think all the owners are very happy.
What specifically were some things he told you about the horse that could give us a little bit of an insight into what he felt yesterday?
He just said the plan was always just to ride the horse rather than the race, and he said it just panned out beautifully. Obviously, Johnny kicked up on his inside, which gave us a horse to just sit on the outside of, but he said he lay in a little bit down the straight, but actually, he does actually lay out. He can lay out a bit up in Sydney, so probably actually done no different to what he normally does. He said he gave him a great feel, and he had a little bit of a blow, which the strapper, Raphael, said he probably had more of a blow than he had in the tramway, which was quite interesting. But I think that probably just indicates there's a bit more improvement to come.
You've got your staff down here now. What's the feedback in terms of how he is this morning?
Yeah, he's pulled up super. He went to the beach at Altona this morning, and he'll have a couple of easy days, and then get him back under saddle probably Tuesday.
Caulfield Stakes into the Cox Plate. Is that still the path?
Yeah, that's the plan. I think Caulfield will really suit him. I think another go going left-handed. He was just changing strides a bit early yesterday, getting himself organised. I think another go left-handed before his grand final will be really good, and obviously Caulfield's quite a tight track, so I think it'll be a good run to prepare him for the Valley.
You got any plans? I know Moonee Valley are very cooperative in terms of assisting horses to get there at a gallop. Have you penciled that in? Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace are regular visitors there for gallops when the track's open.
Yeah, exactly. I'll find out when we can take them there, because that's something I'd love to do with him. I think it's a great idea. It's a unique track, so I think if you can give them a look around first, it can only hold you in good stead.
Great start to your early training career. Your other Group 1 winner, Moonga, where's he?
He's back in Sydney. At this stage, he'll head to the Epsom. See how he worked well yesterday. We'll see how he works on Tuesday. And I suppose historically, it's not really a race for horses with weight, and he could end up being the top weight, but I thought 56.5 wasn't too bad, and by running him there, it gives us the option. At this stage we're leaning towards the Golden Eagle, so I wouldn't want to stretch him out beyond the mile, but it does still leave the door open to the Cox Plate should we decide to head that way.
Congratulations again on that another Group 1 win with Zaki yesterday, Annabelle. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, and looking forward to his spring campaign evolving down here.
Thanks very much.